This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Discussion is ongoing in the United States about the upcoming impeachment trial of President Donald Trump. One of the big issues is whether witnesses should be called to testify. At a news conference, Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Democrats want a full, fair, and honest trial, and Republicans are holding up the process by not allowing new witnesses and documents.
What is a trial with no witnesses and no documents? It's a sham trial. And that's why we feel so strongly that there ought to be witnesses and documents. We made a very reasonable request, equal time for each side.
At a rally in Florida this weekend, President Trump questioned the need for an impeachment trial at all.
The vote was like 196 or something to nothing. We had three Democrats coming to our side, so we have to say it was a bipartisan vote. You call that bipartisan? Hey, no Republican went to their side.
The UK-based grocery chain Tesco has halted production at a factory in China after a British newspaper reported the factory used forced labor to produce charity Christmas cards for the supermarket. The news was discovered when a six-year-old girl found a note inside one of the cards that was allegedly written by prisoners in Shanghai, claiming they were forced to work against their will. The note added, "Please help us and notify human rights organization." Tesco said it was shocked by the report and said we would never allow prison labor in our supply chain. In an interview with Sky News, Isabel Hilton with the Institute for Human Rights and Business says it's compulsory for prisoners to work in China, but they're not meant to get involved in exports.
This isn't the first case of Christmas cards, for example. Sainsbury's had a case a few years back. And similar notes have been found in everything from handbags to retail clothing, all kinds of things.
You're listening to VOA News. Queen Elizabeth II attended church near her rural retreat in Great Britain as her husband, Prince Philip, spent his second night in a London hospital, AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
Palace officials have not provided an update on the 98-year-old prince's condition following the announcement on Friday who's being admitted to hospital as a precautionary measure due to pre-existing condition. It's not clear if Philip will be released in time to join the rest of the royal family for Christmas at Sandringham, the Queen's country estate in Norfolk. The Queen has not altered her holiday routine and went to church on Sunday as normal, joined by her son, Prince Edward. Zaria Shakili, London.
Australian Prime Minister Scott Morrison has apologized for going on vacation while the country struggled with a worsening bushfire crisis. Since September, the emergency has killed at least 10 people, destroyed more than 700 homes, and scorched millions of hectares. Morrison is back in Australia now, where his leadership is under scrutiny. From Sydney, Philip Mercer reports for VOA.
As the fires raged across the country, Morrison was on vacation in the United States. He was criticised for leaving the country during a crisis. He's apologised, but is defending his government's climate policies.
Emissions per year today under our government are on average 50 million tonnes a year less than they were under the previous government.
Morrison has visited the Rural Fire Service headquarters in Sydney and was briefed about the emergency in New South Wales, where more than 100 fires burn. Conditions Sunday have eased, allowing fire crews to prepare for more dangerous days in the weeks ahead. Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
At least 23 people have been killed in nearly 2 weeks of demonstrations and violence after India's parliament passed the Citizenship Amendment Act, which critics have deemed anti-Muslim. The new law allows for Hindus, Christians, and other religious minorities who are in India illegally to become citizens if they can prove they were persecuted because of their religion in Muslim-majority Bangladesh, Pakistan, and Afghanistan. The new law, however, does not apply to Muslims. Since the protests escalated, authorities in several parts of the country have imposed a rule prohibiting more than four people from gathering in one place. It's also closed metro stations in the capital to prevent people from mobilizing and shut down the internet and text messaging service in many places. Voters in Croatia went to the polls today for a presidential election. The incumbent conservative Kolinda Grabar-Kitarovic is being challenged by the leftist former Prime Minister Zoran Milanovic and right-wing singer Miroslav Skoro. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.